The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. I'm your constant companion, Nick Ramirez, taking the helm for the Reverend Rory Dowd, off this week with some PTO. With me, as always, is the filthy Dogwater Dick, Nate the Intern. And in the studio with us, we have White Bulbs. Fine young lads come here to play some music for you today on your favorite fake radio show.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Not bad, Nick.
Thanks, brother.
Fuck.
Not bad for, what, half hour's notice?
Yeah. Yeah, Rory, get in that fucking chair in. And do the job.
There we go.
Don't you? Jam at least he didn't intro. No call, no show.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. Yeah, I would expect something really bad to happen if he didn't call, so that would be bad. But he's fine. He's just taking the day off. He's hanging with his daughter, which is a very good thing to do, right. I think. So, yeah. How was your week?
And well, we can. It's almost like Rory's here, right?
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Oh, he is here.
Yeah.
Hey,
good to be here,
talk
Rory.
Much today.
Yeah, he's got something in common with our trombone player.
And how do you know this?
He wears a lot of kilt.
Don't make fun of me just because I have a small penis.
At least he's not defensive about it.
He's not shy about it, wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
So let's go around the room. Let's get all the voices going here. We got Aaron. Aaron?
Yeah.
We got Aaron over here on guitar, and over here on bass, we got Ken. And in the other room, we got Andy the kilt
hey,
with the small
doing?
Penis. And Kyle over here, the other
Here's
guitar
my
player.
Voice for you guys.
There you go. And the drummer out in the back.
Yep, that's me.
Dude, I don't have drummer's name down here. Zach.
Yes, sir.
There it is, Zach. Man, I'm not used to hosting. Hosting's hard.
Right. Usually you just get to sit back and be high and not really think about it and say things when they come up, right?
Yeah, I enjoy that
Not this
position.
Week.
Not this week,
yeah.
However. So.
Totally sucks.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
This is going
to
be good. We got two wooden guitars, stand-up bass, trombone, and little
harmonica
mini,
too.
The mini kit and the harmonica. It's going to be interesting.
It's still
more,
a baby.
Got more wood than we know what to do with, man.
I got some ideas.
You came to the right place.
Yeah.
Sexually.
So I had a good week.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Gosh, I don't even. Can't even hardly recall. Was it Earth Day this week or was that last week?
Ooh, hey,
Earth Day is a good mention.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just playing there, actually.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Where at?
Very cool. What stage?
At the Bob FM stage. You know, it's pretty fun.
Rad.
Yeah.
Good Bob FM always makes me think of oral.
Bob.
It's that British voice, man. It's perfect
it's
for that.
Not that kind of Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, no, everybody.
Yeah, no.
If you don't
yeah,
know,
no.
whenever
everybody
you
drink.
Say, yeah, no, you have to drink.
So I've been drinking the whole time.
Rory, I know you're listening. You got a drink.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
No shit, huh? But yeah, it's a good week. I have some show and tell for you guys this week. I got the Merry Anarchy flyers ready for May 16th, 17th in
nice.
A couple days. We can talk about that more later. They look really nice. Here we got the X on top
Ooh,
for 10 because it's our 10th year.
Nice.
And 32 bands or 32 acts because we got a belly dancing troupe too. It's yes. gonna be awesome.
Do they just the like do their shit separately, or do they do their shit while other things are happening?
They're gonna get their own little set for sure.
And is that over one day or multiple days?
2 days, 16th
two days.
And 17th,
okay.
Friday and Saturday, and then on the 18th. And I'm only gonna say this since I'm the host this week. You can see Nowhere Nevada at Jub Jub's on the 18th. Not sure about the times or how we're gonna work it out, but. If you get to stamp, you get your stamp from Merry Anarchy, just bring that on Sunday and you can get into the movie, you know.
For free.
But don't, It's all on the DL, you know. Okay. So that's it. And speaking of the Merry Anarchy thing, we also got these really awesome press books this week. Brian Sutherland, our producer, got these out. They're really cool.
I'd just suck his dick.
I mean, I'll pass them out to you guys, but you guys are holding instruments, so that's not going to work for you. Anyway, lots of pictures and little articles about the cast.
Pictures,
and
pictures,
the whole
pictures.
Thing. Very exciting stuff. Yeah. That was my week.
Dude, I saw that little book. It's fucking rad.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it looks legit.
It's very glossy.
Yeah, everything about Nowhere Nevada looks legit. But is it? Can anybody just come to that showing? Or like?
I'm putting out for the podcast listeners, yeah.
Anybody who listens to this fucking show can come.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You just come on out. We would prefer if you went to a Merry Anarchy and got a stamp and then came out the next day. If you just showed up on Sunday, I wouldn't turn you away. Just got buttered me up by saying I listen to your podcast. that's the magic podcast. Words you're in. So, yeah, that's upcoming. And it's like kind of swallowed my week last week, too. So, plus, I've been listening to the recordings that I got to do here at Dogwater. That was really exciting.
Oh, hella fun, dude.
Yeah, got a couple
so, me
songs.
And Nick have actually been taping stuff. And it's so weird because I'm doing work for you for the first time in years, and at the last time we worked together was on the Present CD in 2011. And then on top of that, I'm also recording Present, the band that you don't like anymore.
That's not true. Didn't I do Candy Shop after?
Oh, I totally forgot about Candy Shop. That is post-Present, huh?
Yeah, fuck Present. Candy Shop, sorry, dude.
Right. It's all about Candy Shop. But still, it's been a while. It's been like years, hasn't it?
Yeah. So. That's true. I really missed the studio. That's why when I had a little bit of money, I'm all, hey, give me some days. You know,
it's been hella fun, and it's nice doing one person where it's just one thing instead of the whole band everywhere all at once, like
yeah.
These assholes that we've got in here
really
today.
Really laid back. Real chill and laid back,
dude. The Scarlet Present CD release show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to make it.
That was fucking phenomenal. Oh my god,
you guys all
dude!
Go to?
No, we heard about it.
I really want to go to that one,
dude. Fucking Post War played, and
Post-War
then the Canes
is
played.
The shit.
Oh, yeah. And then
every
Scarlet Present got on.
Them.
They're our headliner on Friday, Mary Anarchy.
Yeah, so come to Mary Anarchy, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Post War. Where's my?
There's a couple black dudes in that shit too.
It's really
just one black.
It's really
dude.
Only one Nick. So yeah.
A really cool black dude.
they were fucking rad, but I missed it because I had to have family dinner time. We had people visiting from out of town, and I was recorded Present all day, then went to family dinner, then raced over there as quick as I could, and then fucking rocked out with them all night. And the Canes were really awesome. And Michelle from the fucking Scarlet Presents played drums for the Canes for the first part of their set because Mike wasn't able to make it till the second half.
Wow.
So Michelle just fucking rocked out on the drums for the Canes. And you know, it's a big shoes to fill because Mike is so amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
And she barely knows. She's been like practicing drums for like 5 days.
Wow.
But she does everything amazing, so
that's
it was
impressive.
Actually really cool. Dude, in one part, she had her fucking big old smile on her face because the drummer's always in control of when the band hits that last beat.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just got her arms in the air, and she's looking at everybody laughing like, bah, ha, ha, song hasn't ended till I do the thing. You know? Finally, dun, bam. You know
yeah,
how it goes.
And then the crowd goes wild,
like,
right?
Woo! Exactly. And then Mike came in and did it for real. But no, she did a fantastic job. I don't want to make it sound like she wasn't great. There was nothing. And then Scarlet Presence played, and they played. They were so jammy. It was ridiculous. They played for like 2 or 3 fucking hours, it seemed like.
Yes.
It was at least 2 hours. Huh. It went on forever. It was awesome, though, because they're so cool. But there was part. They do that thing that I
show,
fucking
right?
love. Well, yeah. Oh, that's the big reveal, everybody, that I've known about for weeks, but not everybody's known about. They are only changing their name. They fucking have been Scarlet Presence for 6 years and 11 different members, and so they don't want to be Scarlet Presence anymore. That was their high school band, and now they're in their early 20s and too cool for that. And so they've changed their name to the Grimtones. So the CD was released under the name The Grimtones, and the t-shirts are The Grimtones, and the sticker on the back of my truck is The Grimtones. So they had all Grimtones shit, but they didn't bust it out until they got up on stage and made the big announcement that they were now going to be The Grimtones. And then, boom, they busted out all the merchandise, and there's t-shirts and stickers and CDs and everything, all The Grimtones. So It was an awesome show. And they did that fucking thing where Carter's drumming and Michelle takes the guitar and strikes a chord and sets it in front of the amp so that it feeds back in this beautiful, weird way.
Right.
And then she goes around to the side of him next to the drum kit, and then he hands her one stick and she starts playing one thing, and then he's still working the foot pedals, and then she gets on and she gets one foot pedal, and then she gets the other one, and they trade places without the beat ever stopping, and then he picks up the guitar and does a song with the guitar while she sings from the drum kit.
Champions.
Yeah. Seriously, that's entertainment. It's like watching the magic show. It's like these are the coolest kids ever, and the fucking CD is amazing. So, so check out the Grimtones and friend the Grimtones, because that's what they are now, and they rule, you know.
In your face.
Okay.
So
there you go. So what about? We haven't even mentioned that someone's in Rory's chair.
That's right. For the first time, I think we had other interns on maybe once.
But Rory, this is what happens when you call in 30 minutes before showtime.
Someone's got to sit there and do something.
Yeah, fuck you. They let me in your chair, Rory. And I'm drinking Rolling Rock for Chewy, since he's not here and we miss him.
Awesome.
And you have Rory's cup.
And I do have Rory's cup.
And you licked it.
I did lick it. And more importantly, my balls are in his seat right this instant.
And what does it say in the cup, Nate?
It's a giant cup of go fuck yourself.
You were going to say shit.
No, I was going to say
a giant cup of shut the fuck up. Huh?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a giant cup of go fuck yourself.
So far, Nate is talking on the show as much as he always does.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much.
You have to help.
How was your week, man?
My week was good. I spent my weekend at the Silver State Tattoo Convention here.
Oh,
at,
cool.
Nightmare Studios.
Here we
Poton,
go. Something interesting.
And,
good.
Yeah. It was a great time. Tons of good artists. There was a product debut from a local Reno company here that went on there, and they did really well. So it was a great time.
What was the product?
It's called The Solution, and it's a tattoo lubricant and solve and all kinds of other aftercare products for tattoos and etc. Mm. All handmade here in Reno. Reno company going to be selling here and trying to do something with it. But they had a great weekend for their debut, so it was awesome.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I got a ton.
Oh, let me see your tattoos.
That's so weird, Nate. I don't think of you as being covered in tattoos, but...
I'm covered from my ankles to the top of my thighs,
right.
And then after this weekend, almost totally fully sleeved on both arms.
So you're totally into body art. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nate sounds much tougher on the show than he actually is in real life.
Right, yeah. In real life, I look like a sort of creepy Charlie Brown if I drove a white panel van.
I can see that.
Parents would hide their children as I was going down the block. And I'd play ice cream music to make it extra awkward and ask people to help me load couches.
Could you go first?
She was a bit fat lady, right? Nice.
Anything else go on this weekend? Rick, what'd you do besides see Scarlet Present? Did you?
Oh, the Scarlet Present thing, and then I recorded the present, and I don't know how you feel about this, and this is going to be a delicate moment between you and I. Are you ready for this?
What?
So you know the present CD, it's totally worthless because they were so they don't want to sell something that had you on it, and you don't sell it because you're not in the band anymore.
Right.
Which sucks, right?
Right.
Which makes me feel like all this work and this great album that I love and songs that they still play are not out there. So.
And I give a fuck because.
I know you don't. So it was really weird because I pulled up all the stuff and the new bass player retracked all the songs.
That's what they did?
Yes.
Oh, is there a solution?
No, and so that it could come out like that. Because they still play all the songs.
That's cool. Yeah, the songs that I helped arrange.
I didn't know if telling you about this was going to be like when you find out that your ex-girlfriend is banging some new guy or not, you know?
Ugh. They were never my best girlfriend, dude.
Okay.
Fuck those
Maybe
guys.
Not best girlfriend, but I will say something.
I gave them everything I could, and they spit in my face, basically, so they can go fuck themselves, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all.
But I will say, Nick, as I was pulling up all those sessions and pulling
if
the
you
thing
say
up,
he's better than me, I'm going to come out in that
I
room
wish,
and punch
I,
you.
actually, Nick,
he is a good bass player, but you know what?
What?
as I pulled up each one of the sessions to put the new bass track in, every single one of the 10 songs on the entire album, your entire bass track was a totally unaltered live take with the drums with no overdubs.
Right.
Every single song. There's no bass player that comes in here that just has nothing but perfect takes on an entire album.
It means you owned it, Nick.
It means you did the entire album without any. So I don't care how much weed you smoke. I don't care how much bucket. You can play bass.
Dude, one and done. Frankie Sin would be proud.
Bam. Every take was a live take.
I did that
on
the Liver Scars, too, dude.
Fuck. I was going to say, are you
listen to that? I did that on that same album, too.
Are the Liver Scars
and
doing
Chuck
Mary
Ruff
Anarchy?
From Alice Cooper was watching me and was like, yeah, he's good. Let him play, dude. And like,
fuck.
So fuck those guys. They lose out.
Are the Liver Scars doing Mary Anarchy again this,
yeah,
this time?
Yeah, we're doing the Saturday headline spot.
Well, come out and watch Nick play bass because they're excellent.
Thanks, man. Yeah, the other guys are fucking pros, too, in my band.
So if you haven't seen the Liver Scars, you need to go see that band. They're just a rocking good time.
I'm like the last music, like, yeah, I don't know. Those guys are pros, and just to keep up with them is a pleasure, dude. Those guys are awesome. And the whole lineup, man, I'll go over that a little later or some, but let's talk to the band.
Yeah.
Is there a band here?
Yeah, White Bulls.
Oh, fuck. Okay, thank you. I really wanted to get out that out of my system because
No, that was good, and I don't want to spend another second on it.
Okay.
So, we got you guys in here. When did you guys get together?
Late last year, like October, August, something like that. Yeah, last fall. Something like that.
Yeah. Less than a year old.
We
started as a jam band.
Called Doubting Kyle.
It was us three here with the acoustic stringed instruments. And we went up to Galena to just play at their campfire series.
We just messed around for a whole
half an hour, just improvising the whole time. And we figured out, we could follow each other well enough. So then we started learning some songs that we all wrote.
You all look like band geeks.
Oh,
holy shit! How did you know?
I mean that in a nice way.
We literally all met in the same marching band, North Valley's Panther Band.
Good call, sir.
I once called the guys from Actors Killed Lincoln band geeks, and they said, "No, we are not band geeks. We are orc dorks." But you are band geeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
100%.
It's one time. I won't do it.
How old are you all? You all look like you're 10. Like it's.
Thank you.
But some of you have tattoos, so you can't be 10.
12.
We're 19 to 22.
Oh, damn. Okay. So I won't ask which one of you is drinking underage.
It's not.
Coffee. Drinking coffee.
You know, worrying gets you absolutely
nowhere.
Mama
doesn't like it when I drink coffee this late.
So when you guys practice, do you have like a garage or...
We used to practice in Kyle's ghetto-ass little apartment. That was fun. Because that Asian girl that lives downstairs fucking hates us.
Oh, there's two of them, and I swear they're Korean spies.
She's going to kill you in your sleep.
There's sleeper cells.
Yeah, deep sleep cells.
Deep. Can anybody deep sleep underneath your apartment, Kyle?
No.
Not when we play. Not even when we walk around. That thing is old.
Yeah.
You can hear anything in there.
Are they hot Asian girls? Do any of you have yellow fever?
Me? We never see them.
Oh, man.
Tell
us about that, Kenneth.
They do everything for you.
No, we just recently moved to a garage.
Yeah.
And so that came with a movement of using a PA system for our practice.
Oh.
Moving
and that
on
was,
up.
That was fun for a while, and then it died during a show.
Oh.
Mm.
So,
that's not good.
Yeah, we were playing and everything, and then it died, and we were just like, well, let's do a little Kumbaya circle, and we brought the crowd up and just did a few more songs at least to finish out.
We're still the drummer shaker.
Yeah.
Still planning the funeral for the PA head.
Oh, that's sad, right?
It was a hard loss.
Did it really, like really take a shit? Like,
it did. No, it fixable. Really took a shit.
The whole bottom side of the motherboard, black.
Damn.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, I'm amazed it didn't catch fire in the middle of the show.
Yeah, but that would have been sick, though.
Right?
That would have made it worth it.
Yeah, we have pyrotechnics now.
Chewy could have fixed it.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
That's what you did, right, Kenny?
No.
Oh, my God. So, you're playing out. Was shows been good? People receiving you well?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just played this weekend over at Jub Jub's for one of Heather Meyer's shows. We played
Which
with,
day? Like on?
On Friday, yeah. We played with Dusty Malice and the Crime Shame, awesome band. And we played with Buckle Rash. They're touring from Ashland, Oregon. Oh, and they were awesome.
Buckle Rash.
They rock. So
what
good.
A great name.
It's a good country name.
They
good
rock so too. Fucking hard.
Seriously. Just dancing the whole time. It was just awesome time
it's
overall.
It's like stoner country rock.
Yeah.
Fuck. Stoner so country cool. rock.
It gets into right? your soul, man.
Yeah,
it's
seriously.
It's a good flavor to it,
right? Should have been at Jub Jub's on Friday.
Shit. I think I had to work. I've been doing like baseball games and shit. When's the next show?
We're planning, I'll have to get an exact date, but we're planning our album release party at the end of this month, actually.
Oh, and you recorded here at Dogwater.
No, I would remember these guys.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You would remember names for sure.
No, we just we recorded our first full album at GCR Studios.
The same place that
Fighting the Future did.
Who we heard a little while ago, remember? You remember, Nick.
Remember.
Fighting the Future. The
oh,
girl,
yeah, yeah.
The girl bass player, right? Girl bass player?
Yep.
I'm thinking good. Of the right band, right?
Rachel.
They were fucking, cool. Rachel. She's so
Rachel.
Fucking funny.
Yep.
Damn.
Love ha. Rachel.
our lead singer and Rachel are together.
No way!
Yeah.
Wait, the lead singer would be the guy with the suspenders?
The suspenders and the guitar.
Oh, wait. The short guy.
I have suspenders.
The yeah, short guy?
Hey,
is with
all
guitar.
Two of us got a
girlfriend,
Rachel.
Yeah.
Congrats,
damn.
Dude.
That's right. She awesome. Said her boyfriend was doing it. That's all. Oh,
short
my God.
Guy.
Not lacking
yeah.
anything. She didn't say that on the show. She said that afterwards.
That's a light bulb.
Huh? Making links, Kenny. Making links.
Sexually.
There it is.
Well, let's get some of this music, man.
Yeah, let's find out if you guys suck or not.
Oh, let's soon fucking enough. Do it. All right, can we do a two-parter here?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Let's start out with Dream Girl, Zach.
Yeah, what's the song called? What's it about?
This one's Dream Girl.
Let me put my sticks
Is down. It about an ugly guy?
Something like that.
No, it's about a dream girl.
It's about right. a good-looking guy.
There you go.
My dream girl. She has a dick.
And a mustache.
And a mustache. Okay, sorry.
Zach.
Fuck. Nobody does like barbershop. I just said barbership. Barbershop quartet shit.
No.
Yeah, this one, grab another beer.
Is that the title or instructions?
Both.
Okay. Got it.
Are we ready for this shit?
Seriously, Nate jumped up. He's going to go get beers.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I went drinking on Friday night. The lads were all there. We were looking for some love. Spotted a fox and a Betty. Looked at the big was saying, this is for your lady. Went to the car with the cow. Drove her ass home and she told me, come on, mister. I thought I'd give a try, so not now. So I snuck out of her room to hook up with her sister. Grab yourself another fucking beer. You've been drinking all this romance the whole damn year. Grab yourself another fucking beer. You've been drinking all night. Whoa! Been come this far to the same fucking bar. Grab yourself another fucking beer. Been drinking last Saturday night. My girl and I split. I was looking for a fight. A boat across the bar, we should ride. So I took her in the back and I fucked her with my bro. Went drinking on Saturday night. Girl was on a drink, I didn't even have to try. So I give another man the eye. So I took her in the back and I fucked her with my bro. Grab yourself another fucking beer. You've been drinking for this moment the whole damn year. Grab yourself another fucking beer. You've been drinking all night. Whoa! We ain't come this far to stay in fucking bar. Grab yourself another fucking beer.
It's 3 a.m. last call. The girls have all left. It's my boys one and all.
It looks like we've run out of beer. So grab yourself another fucking beer. Yeah, grab yourself another fucking beer. You've been drinking for this moment the whole damn year. Grab yourself another fucking beer.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That was awesome.
Where'd you get the inspiration for that?
Oh.
Hard liquor.
Take a one.
That song is the only song on the album that I wrote. mainly, I just wanted to make something that was pretty raunchy. It was all creativity, nothing. I don't think anything of that actually
love it.
Really happened.
Oh, thanks.
Except for we drink a lot.
I'm pretty sure I just blacked out one night and the song was there.
Yeah, it showed up on my paper the next morning after next to like three boxes empty of beer.
Dude, that's like half of Keith Richards' career. So
pretty much. You know. I'm on my way.
Right. Things worked out well.
I want to give Nate some gold stars for bringing in beers after that.
Yes, thank you.
Because all he heard was grab another fucking beer. He like jumped up, took his headphones off. It was hilarious. I think that's the name of the song.
See, the song is so touching. It just inspires people.
Well, yeah. I kind of trained to do that.
Yeah.
So like, I need it. I'm like, huh?
Five gold stars.
I perk up.
I think he's trying to get away from the mic, too.
Attaboy.
He's a little scared.
No, how did you like that song, Nate?
No, the drumming was excellent. That's all I heard.
Oh, you'll enjoy it once you hear the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't want to like come in the middle of it and hear the door.
Yeah, that's good. It's smart. Terrible. Good podcasting skills.
I think he just wants to come hang out with me. I think that's what it is.
Are you lonely out there?
There is a lot of sex.
How you doing
in that
out
room.
There, Zach?
I'm doing great. Don't come talk to me.
Oh man. So, how long is your album? Or your
how many songs?
It's 13 songs.
13.
But are your songs all like a minute and a half or?
No, just like that one.
Okay. So the album is 2 hours long.
No. If only we could go back to our jam band roots. No, it's probably, I'm guessing like a standard punk, like 35 minutes.
Oh,
like
sweet.
That.
So that, you know, those are short nice. Songs. That's pretty rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got a couple that are shorter and then some that are longer to make up for that too. So.
Right. Yeah.
What's the actual name of the album?
So, I was just going to call it White Albs.
Oh, way to be a good host, Nate.
We haven't even talked
good.
About it. That brings
oh, there is
question.
No title.
Not
White Bulbs untitled. I was just going to call
self-titled,
it White Bulbs.
Maybe.
Yeah, yep. Just a self-titled, really.
Just self-titled. It's a title.
It's
not
classic.
White Bulbs. Fuck that
it's
shit.
Classic and lazy. I like being classic and lazy at the same time.
Oh.
Look at that. Magic on the podcast.
The
album is being titled.
Whitest White Bulbs You Know. Title right there.
The white bulbs. Or just white bulbs, right?
No. Either way. It's like interchangeable.
Yeah, kind of just, you know.
It's like misfit.
We're seeing, we're the
you
white
say
bulbs.
It way, yeah.
We're the one. The only one.
Oh.
Yes. Maybe will I drink this beer?
What do we usually do in the middle section?
Well, there's an uncomfortable silence.
Oh, right.
That's scheduled.
This uncomfortable silence.
You want to take this one, Nate?
This uncomfortable silence brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
You
got to
say more than that.
I love
like
Reno
stuff.
Computer Fix. I know that they're located by the Dandelion Deli on Wells, and that they can fix your computer.
Yeah, oh, they're awesome. I actually just got my parents' new computers from them, and they told.
Did you tell them you were on this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did they do? Did they be like, "Wow, your name"?
No,
wow.
Yeah,
they give you 10% off.
Yeah, Ian was like, "Oh, you're the intern." He was like, "I knew I recognized you." He was like, cool. Hey, it wasn't from the white panel man. No, but no, he totally took care.
Good callback.
Totally took care of my parents. Hooked them up with computers. That place is awesome.
Sexually.
Very, very good place. Yeah. And
Ian, these are my parents.
Right. And amazingly beautiful women work there.
Awesome. Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Fabulous. Also, that awkward silence could also be brought to you by who brought the beer this week?
Oh, I think it was me, huh?
Rick's.
I bought it, and Nate got it. So the two of us.
All right,
the podcast.
So brought to you by the worst little podcast,
and yeah.
We're proud to sponsor ourselves this week.
Yeah, thank you.
You should listen to us more.
I think the band brought some beer too. So the band brought beer for the band.
Yeah, I'm looking at a 30 pack.
Fueled by Pabst.
You know, I have something to say about the podcast, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm a Stitcher customer, right? I get Stitcher on my phone, and we're on that, and it's really awesome. Ooh. But last week's episode on Stitcher was just the 1 minute of me and Nate going outside.
The audio or the video, too?
The audio. There was no video. It was just audio on
now you
Stitcher.
You sent a text to me and Rory about that, right?
Right.
And that falls in the category of Rory's part.
Well, yeah, and Rory told me that Stitcher just took the last attachment instead of the whole show. So my point is, if you listened last week on Stitcher and you just got the little 1 minute thing of Nate the intern out on Pyramid Highway with a mirror ball helmet on his head.
You mean that wasn't the whole show? Like, and in that video you see drum kits going by. Well, it wasn't video, it was just audio, but that sucks. So he never fixed it?
Nah. So you guys but here's what I'm telling the Stitcher customers. Go try our website. And just listen to it on there for once.
Well, it's very rare for us to have a giant video attachment on the... I mean, it just came up that there was a video that was relevant to the show, you know?
Yeah. And that band was really good last week, too.
Oh, it's fucking like last week's show was really awesome. Good. I don't know if you guys are going to be as good as them.
I think they were pretty...
Yeah.
Both bands
are
my...
No.
Like,
you have to try
style
hard.
Of music. Dig it. Good.
I don't know if they can be as good as we can.
Do any of you... Have any of you listened to our show?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we heard we were on here, we studied up a little.
Okay.
Get our homework.
So the usual. Smart. We don't have any regular listeners, so it's okay. That's fine. Which is great because for this next part of the show, if you haven't listened a lot, that helps us out a lot. So why don't you give me Rory's music, Rick, and we'll just jump to it.
So we're gonna do Yeah,
let's jump to that, and then we'll do some more, like another double up, and then. Talk about what's coming up and then double up again. I don't know. So that's six songs. Would that be good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So are you guys ready for the quiz?
Yeah. I knew this was coming. I did know this one was coming.
Okay, your girlfriend went through it. You can go through it too.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, don't worry.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
All right. It's that time for the worst little quiz. Where I'm going to ask you some questions that might be awkward or might titillate you, as they do me every week.
Sexually.
Let's start off with, we'll go with their Aaron, mm-hmm. Aaron over here.
Okay.
We'll go mild. What's your favorite film?
Oh, Fight Club. Till the Day I Die.
All right, let's go to, this is hard for me. I usually don't.
Everybody be nice to Nick. He just got thrown into this position at the last minute.
Ken, what's your favorite film?
Koyaanisqatsi.
Oh, wow.
That's
what is it?
Koyaanisqatsi?
Koyaanisqatsi.
It's life without or life out of balance.
Philip Glass, my God.
Yeah,
fucking brilliant guy.
Yeah. Oh, it's some cinema there.
He's still a sellout.
Kenny, you're so cultured.
You look very.
Are you trying to be like some French guy or something?
I had the goatee, the devil's mustache, too.
Until he got rid of it.
Yeah.
You sold out too, Kenny.
I did with the sell curly out. Mustache.
Fuck yeah.
Kyle, what's your favorite movie?
August Rush.
August Rush.
Yeah. It's about a little kid. He's got music ability and he finds his parents.
I saw that. Yeah. That was Classic. A good movie. I think I cried at that
one. Yeah, I did.
Aw.
It's probably one of the two.
What's up?
What's your favorite film?
Saving Private Ryan. It's violent, traumatic, dramatic, and it's fucking beautiful.
All right. Jeez. Good answer.
You can't go wrong with Tom Hanks.
Oh, we haven't even talked to Andy the Kilt, man.
Oh, yeah.
Andy the Kilt, what's your favorite film?
I like Star Wars.
Yeah! Woo! Attaboy. Yeah. That's my favorite, too.
The Lucas fan.
So far, you guys are too edgy or totally predictable.
I like different John Williams. Well. John Williams is the best.
What's that?
John Williams, the composer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's I like Star Wars for the music. Jesus, dude.
Lightsaber's the most retarded thing ever.
All right, let's start with Andy the Kilt. And Andy, where did you lose your virginity, and how old were you, and where was it? And tell us a little bit about that.
I like this question.
It was in the hallway of my girlfriend's house when I was 17.
Nice.
Now, yeah. The hallway, because the room and the bathroom were unavailable. Nobody was home.
I don't think anyone was home.
Were you hoping to get caught?
Nobody, nobody was home. So
they were walking to the bedroom. They couldn't hold it.
I just couldn't wait.
Animal
legs just buckled and
tripped her and landed on her.
Yeah, it was a total accident. I fell and I
pants
just
unzipped
went
by
in.
Themselves.
The force of gravity caused my. What's that old quote from? Never mind.
So the hallway.
There it goes.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Well,
easy. Aaron, same question.
Probably my bedroom, 17. All I remember is Misfits was playing and there was so much fucking blood.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's a little traumatic recalling it. I mean, yeah.
Did you do your own laundry at the time? Or did you have to explain that to your mom?
No. There is no way in hell I would show her those
sheets.
Did
you just burn the sheets?
It's stained in the fucking mattress. Oh my god. And you can't wash that shit out. Like, it went from top to bottom.
Yep. So did the girl lose her virginity and you're huge? Or was she on the rag? Or what? Was it Red Wings action? Or
a little bit of both?
Just say
know.
Yes.
Yes.
It was your first vagina. You didn't know what was happening. You thought they all did that, right?
I thought all chicks liked Misfits. Fuck. I don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
Not okay. Really. What about... sorry, Ken. What about you, Ken?
It was in my bed around 14. And it was very awkward as hell.
What was his name?
I think it was Nick.
Right, nice.
Oh, it wasn't me, brother.
Steve.
You're too young for me. Back to the sea with you.
He just drugged you.
It's okay. Okay, I think he's taking a pass. Kyle?
I was 18 on my girlfriend's parents' couch in the living room.
Damn.
Yeah,
nice. Parents, don't ever leave home.
You know what we do when you're gone.
She was Asian, so it started that whole thing. I'm
right yellow fever.
Yeah. Right on page. Yeah.
Right
at
home.
The salami?
Zach?
He hasn't yet.
I was about... shut the fuck up. I was in between 15 and 16. It was behind the wall at the Cold Spring Skate Park with a girl named Amanda.
Dude!
Oh, you don't need, don't need to use names, but...
Shout out to Amanda.
There's a lot of Amandas.
Here's a yeah-no to Amanda.
Really? She knows who she is.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
All right. Next question. This is always a good one. Let's start with Kyle. What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh man. Wait, that I was conscious for?
That's
because
a good one.
I was in my mom's womb when she went to Metallica.
Oh, Nick has that same story. I was, but his was
Zeppelin and Hendrix.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm old.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, you're young.
It influenced. That's honestly my favorite band is Metallica. And it's been that way since high school, even. When I started listening to it before I found out about that. And, I mean, I listened to Metallica almost every night my freshman year.
What's the first one after that you remember?
You actually chose to go to. Oh, well, not chose, because it could be a little kid, right?
Yeah. First one that I went to that I chose was Koji. He's a solo acoustic artist. He's an Asian guy. He did some really cool stuff. I happened to be at like a live recording show in a little garage under a house.
Wow, you're great. You were at the one you recorded?
Yeah, it was at Fort Ryland.
Oh, cool, man.
Across the freeway, yeah.
Nice.
That's good. First concerts at Rhode Island. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Ken?
First, I saw Ted Nugent live at the GSR.
Nice.
Fucking trip, dude. Ted Nugent's crazy.
Ted Nugent.
There's these people in front of us just fucking getting ready to fight. I wanted to see him.
Are you on mic?
Am I?
Put it right up to your face.
Yeah.
I feel like I was.
Get
to
make
out
with that shit, Ken. Yeah.
It's when you turn your head that it goes like that a little bit. It's
no big deal. Do you like it in your face?
He does. Kenny does.
We do. We like it in your face.
It's funny because they're all black.
Zach.
It makes it easier, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think.
It's what we're used to.
What was it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was, what was your first concert, Zach?
Lamb of God.
Nice. Oh my God!
This guy,
boy, you're pretty cool.
I know.
That's hardcore. How old were you?
Oh, I was like 12, 11, maybe.
Damn,
seriously?
Son?
I went with my aunt. Yeah.
Did she make you wear earplugs?
No. Well, she tried, but I took them out. I went up.
Oh, you're hardcore. You're like, fuck my hearing. I want to be here.
Zach, wasn't that the first night you like shanked somebody or something?
No.
What the first night? How many times you've shanked people, man?
I've never shanked anyone in my entire life.
Oh, Andy.
That's what we put on the police report. Yeah. I hear you. Getting it.
Andy the Kill, what's your first concert?
My first concert was the Dropkick Murphys.
Nice.
Not that bad. Yeah. Fuck. Right.
Impressive. Bunch of cool guys in the room.
I know.
Nobody went
yeah.
Not Madonna, but like, I don't know.
What's Rory's first is like Britney Spears or something. What was it?
So I think it's Tiffany. Yeah. He went to Tiffany.
So, really.
Aaron.
When I was a baby, Mama brought me to Third Eye Blind, and when I was a freshman, I chose to go to Van Halen with Mom because Mom is cool.
That's a nice lineup.
Oh, Van Halen with Wolfgang?
The new one, because I don't give a fuck about Van Hagar, I'm sorry.
Right,
so I had to see him with David, and it was whole time fingers crossed like, oh, Eddie, please don't have a heart attack. Please don't have a heart attack. But it was rad. It was a great first show.
I'm
honestly
proud of your lineup, Aaron. Really,
very, very cool. Very good. What was your first record you ever bought?
With your own money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Gorilla's Demon Days.
Not bad.
Andy the Kilt?
I think my first record I bought was AFI.
All right. Ken?
South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Oh!
Yeah! Man, that just shows how young you guys are. Oh, my God.
Pam can taste, though. Kyle?
I believe the first one I actually paid for was Jason Mraz, We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. But I bought it in Europe, so I couldn't download music.
They don't do that there?
They'll actually catch you there.
Jason Mraz.
Slipknot, Iowa.
All nice. Right.
That's my shit.
Are you guys lying?
So young,
to be cool
young
kids?
Hip,
there's,
cool
there's
kids,
nothing
man.
Like there's nothing like embarrassing in here at all.
Hey, I play in a folk band, but I'm a metalhead all the way.
Right on. Can dig that. All right, I'm going to start with Zach this time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, if you could how could I put this? Who would you like celebrity-wise or famous person-wise? Would you be willing to wreck your relationship to sleep with?
The porn star Alexis Texas, that ass is fantastic.
Yes.
Such a fantastic choice.
Juicy, man. Juicy.
For real. All
right. And over here we got Kyle.
Natalie Portman.
Nice.
Absolutely. Ken?
I'm going to have to go with Asa Akira. She's just so. I just love Asians. Everything about them.
It's a lot of yellow fever.
Seriously,
Karen.
Man, I'm sorry, Rachel, but she already knows it's Brad Pitt.
Oh,
I've already told her this, so I mean, it's not.
Rick,
big
are you
surprise.
Okay in there?
I would, yeah, really, really.
Even I thought that was gay.
And the kilt.
I don't know. Probably like Halle Berry.
What?
Probably like
that casual
I like
cat
the,
woman?
I like the dark skin.
And the big titties.
He's like, he likes the purple taco.
Big lips.
Yeah.
Good choices all the way around. This is going to be hard to score.
You know, and Nick, and the quiz is too, there's not enough discomfort, I think. Can we go next with, gentlemen, have you ever tasted your own number three?
Ugh. Yep. I'll be the first. I don't give a fuck. Yes.
Right. Sometimes when you get wild, it'll shoot up.
When you get like a wildebeest, you know, you're just like, oh, you get
it. Oh, who was that? Number three.
I think that was Zach out in the drums.
It was. It was.
Okay. Who else?
And Kyle answered, right? And then Ken did not answer. He's
no,
blushing.
I haven't. Oh, I just think it's so sexy you guys have rabbits in your mouth.
Dirty cocksuckers.
Do we have to make them all answer, dude?
Well, that's the quiz.
Oh, Aaron?
You know, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I can.
Andy the Kilt, what say ye?
No, I haven't done it. I thought about it, though.
It was just sitting there, and I was like, what that smell like?
All right, let's do...
I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Let's stay with the uncomfortable ones. When you're looking... we'll start with Zach out in the room. Zach... When you're looking for porno, what are your favorite keywords besides Alexis Texas?
P-H-A-T, booty. Fat booty.
Okay, so it's all about big butts for you.
Yeah, I love curvy women. Strong, curvy
women. Anaconda don't want none.
Curvy women. I thought you said pervy women.
That too, man.
Okay.
Curvy and pervy. That's how I like it.
Kyle?
Most of the time... it's a strip video. It's kind of a power trip for me.
Uh-huh.
I like it. They're doing it for me, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Ken?
POV.
Nice. Right. Ken knows.
Looking up at you and stuff?
Hell yeah.
That's good. Aaron?
Deep throat and S&M.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That's on it. Sorry.
Bondage is cool.
Yes, it is.
Andy the Kilt.
I usually type in, like, cookie nipples or squirting.
Does cookie nipples mean they're gigantic?
No, like in, like, black chicks got the really big cookie
like Hershey's
nipples.
Kisses,
like areolas,
right?
That are huge? Or?
Areolas the size of your face.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Do they have, like, cookies and milk videos?
Oh,
like
you get it.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, dip them into a tall glass of white.
Wow.
Next time.
Man, damn. I love this show.
Okay.
I love what we're learning. So give me something
that's... everybody? That was everybody,
Let
right?
me give you an example. Like, I'm guilty. I watched probably every 90210 from the old days there is from the 90s, right? Guilty pleasure. You guys, what's your guilty pleasure?
I like this question a lot.
Start on someone else.
Okay, we'll start with Kyle.
That's hard for someone, like, when I don't really feel bad about things I do.
No, I think we're all sociopaths, honestly. Yeah.
But if it was deemed socially acceptable, right? I don't know. I'd like to feel the taboo of probably younger girls, but I wouldn't go too far. You know?
It's like
it's not worth it.
Barely legal.
Well, Kyle, the law is 16, so
it's like algebra. It is not.
God bless Nevada.
If high school society, it would not happen.
Kyle, it's like algebra. Gross. You just do it in your head.
I'd just like to say the Worst Old Podcast does not condone him banging tiny yellow ever.
No.
You there's nothing
wait
to condone
till the fish are fully grown.
Yeah, none of that grass on the field time to play bullshit.
No. Don't be gross.
Okay.
It's all by legal consent.
Okay.
Okay, Ken, what's your guilty pleasure? Maybe this is a bad question. I know.
Well. The question has never turned too well. I want to bang underage girls. Really? Okay.
I would have to say my guilty pleasure is running outside in the middle of the night, just masturbating in the middle of the street.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Like your mom.
Well, that's quite a picture.
Just waiting for someone to see me.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, I have. Well, I stole sob signs.
Don't lie.
What?
I stole a sob signs and I got arrested for it.
Well, awesome. Just keep running out in the street.
Did you get caught afterwards or during it? And were you masturbating at the time?
It was all three.
Wow. Thanks for that picture.
Aaron.
I only have the music one, and it's just because everyone gives me so shit for it. I love Trailer Park Rock, like Korn and Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park and shit like that, and everyone's like, ew. But I grew up with that shit, and I don't know.
I like Korn.
Korn's at least good. It's not Creed.
Bad. Yeah,
I like Linkin Park.
And yeah, I don't care for the others, but I like Korn.
It was, usually lose. Still,
Wes from Limp Bizkit is an amazing guitarist.
Yeah.
He is totally underrated, and his other projects are just, he's phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't know if this came out a lot on the show, but Nate is a metalhead.
Yeah.
So.
We should have we quizzed Nate yet?
I don't think so, but there's so many people here.
There's so many people.
Let's save that for a show when the band doesn't show up.
We're
going
to quiz you next time. All right. And let's see. Andy, and what's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure, I don't know. I like to wear sunglasses a lot.
Indoors?
Outside, like on campus at UNR, because there's just so many girls, and you like look at all the girls. You look where you're not supposed to look.
Oh, so, but you're saying you're kind of a creeper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like your guilty pleasure is peeping Tom from your sunglasses?
Yeah.
You watching some ass?
Yeah.
Right. It's pretty mild.
When I get my chance.
I mean, we used to ask you to confess a sin, and that would have probably been a good mediocre sin. Not that it's a sin, but, you know.
No, looking at girls.
No, just fucking human.
I don't think that's, well, it's in the Bible, but it's not much in the Bible. So.
Okay, let's speed up a little bit. You want to get to the rapid fire?
I would love that.
Okay. Yeah, let's do rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire.
All right, you guys, this part's the rapid-fire questions. Cool. I'm just going to ask you. You just say the answer as fast as you can. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Neither.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Who is the defector?
Ken.
And he plays?
Neither.
No, but
Stand-up bass.
Okay. Oh, he looked funny. I knew he was
going to. Never seen one in life.
Problem. Okay.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Yeah, beat up.
Beat up all the way around.
Any day. Yeah. Broken bones,
Andy?
And shit before I go to jail.
I already been both, so it doesn't really fucking matter to me.
All right, well, let's go around the room. I know some of your guys' answer, but punk or metal?
Punk.
Metal.
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 Andy? Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with metal.
I want
to
feel dirty and angry when I listen to it.
Andy, you traitor.
All right.
I think you're the traitor. Aaron.
Clash or Ramones?
I don't give
Clash.
A fuck.
Clash.
Ramones.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Drummer.
And Andy?
Ramones.
Okay. Megadeth or Anthrax?
Megadeth.
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 Yeah. Everybody sighs after something.
Hard choice.
Well, no, that was the right answer because what we didn't tell you is it was actually Anthrax the disease. Megadeth. Yeah.
Cool. Big Metallica fan said Megadeth. That's interesting. Mm. Traitor.
Coldplay or Nickelback?
Coldplay.
Yes.
No.
Again. Refuses to answer the question.
I gotta go Nickelback. Only because I know more lyrics from them than I do Coldplay, but only on one album ever.
Andy?
Yeah, I'll go with Nickelback on that one.
Zach?
I like them both. I'm not on the hate bandwagon for either one.
Oh, my God. We've never had this much Nickelback love ever.
I don't think we have, but it's good.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Hate bandwagon.
Don't be such a hater, Aaron.
Look, I mean, like, I don't really like Coldplay that much either, but it's just like a boring Radiohead,
hey,
really.
They're out there doing what you're trying to do.
Oh.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, blind.
Blind.
Yeah, fuck you, easy, man.
Blind all the way.
Deaf. I got to be able to see the women. I'm just gonna say, right? I can feel that. Yeah, I can feel women.
If I can't hear music, it's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
But if you're fucking deaf, you can still drive.
There you go.
So there's that.
I get driven around then.
That's true.
You get chauffeured.
Well, think about that. You can't go out to the bar to play unless somebody picks you up.
That's even better.
That's true. You never have to drive.
I'm asleep at the bar.
TV or comic books?
Comic books.
TV.
Comic books.
Comic books.
Andy?
TV.
Okay.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay.
Gay red or hair. Ginger?
Red hair, I'd flaunt that shit like a stallion.
Andy?
Ginger all the way.
So we had three gingers and two gays.
Okay.
Excellent. You guys, I think your band's going to just, because you got diversity, yet you
Yeah, you're very diverse. A lot of bands are
strong,
like,
together, you know?
Yeah, a lot of bands are all the same on everything, and that's kind of interesting.
That's kind of lame, though.
Odd.
Yeah. That's the way some bands like it.
Well,
not me. I like diversity. Some other pricks I'm thinking of. Anyway.
We weren't going to talk about them anymore.
Right. Not a second. Bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Yes. Bacon.
Bacon.
Wow.
Chocolate. Right.
Oh, Andy. One chocolate.
What are you going to change a tampon after that?
What about meth? What about meth or Mountain Dew? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth.
Meth.
Meth. I can sell it and make hella money and buy Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you can't sell Mountain Dew. A lot of people don't like that shit.
Yeah.
You can turn it into meth.
There you go.
You know it's good Mountain Dew because it's green. Let's see. Yeah. Well, TV guys, or all you guys, would you go Walking Dead or Breaking Bad?
Neither.
Fuck
no.
Neither.
Breaking Bad. Walking Dead, because I've never seen Breaking Bad. So.
Mm. Yeah, I'm on that same page. Walking Dead.
Cool. Zombies over meth heads. It's better. Which is kind of the same thing. Right? All right. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy. Dio.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Superman.
Batman.
Wolverine or Spider-Man?
Wolverine.
Wolverine. Wolverine.
Happy days.
Spider-Man's a fag.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
I didn't hear that noise.
I'm so sorry. Happy days.
These guys are so young. I didn't even want to ask.
No, I haven't seen either.
Bonds can suck it.
I don't know.
All right. Do you guys know what the Brady Bunch is?
Yeah.
Fucked every one of them.
The question is, Jan or Marsha?
I don't know that much about it, so I'm skipping.
I don't know,
Marsha.
Jan. It's good that you don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of the quiz music. So let's wrap it up. I'm going to tally these scores up here. Carry the one.
Oh wait, you were counting
times pi.
Yeah, for real.
Equals.
No, this is serious.
It looks like
one of you guys is going to lose.
He has a scientific calculator out.
One of you guys is going
to power of E.
We got 666 points for Zach out on the drums.
Yeah.
We got 532 points for Aaron.
Ah.
We got 417 points for Kyle. And Andy in the other room came in with 415 points. So it was a close race between you guys.
That's funny. We live together.
I'm a wiener.
And then coming on the bottom end was Ken, who refused to answer some of the questions.
Ken's always
So Ken's the one that has to blow me this week?
He got he got 87 points.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, where's my blow sound? Yeah, sound familiar? Right.
Okay. So, how about we hear some more music, fellas?
What a great idea. A
couple songs in a row.
Double dose, all right. Let's do music.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe I'll fall in love one day, and maybe I'll find something better to say than nothing. I'll be better off, and hopefully I won't think the cost of bluffing. Maybe one day I'll be happy, and I doubt it's today. Maybe I've searched in all the wrong spots, and maybe these tears are all that I've got. I know there's something along the way. Maybe you and I weren't meant to be, and maybe knowing this I can finally see I'm not where I want to be on this day. Maybe one day I'll be happy, but doubt it's today. today.
Fuck. You guys are fucking rad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to be a dick because that makes more interesting radio, but damn.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's really fucking cool. I'm a tiny bit concerned. The bass player's microphone to talk, is it making any noise?
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I kind of fucked out. No. Range up the mic.
It looks like, okay. It just scared me. It scares me when one of the levels just drops and doesn't move. Like, it was just because you weren't talking. I'm cool.
All right.
Sorry to stop the show, everybody. Play another one.
Stu, I love it.
Love it.
All right. This one's about all the finer things in life.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Drugs, I love it, girls, I love it, food, I love it, death, I love it, everything they say was bad, I love it. Cars, I love it, suits, I love it, pill, I love it, cat, I love it, everything I never had, I love it. And I'm facing up and I'm doing alright, I'm looking on my greatest side, now I'm ready for more, give me more of the life.
Do you guys want to play another one?
I love that.
They're really short. These are great.
Yeah, I'd say do another one.
Yeah, do another one.
Aaron, you want to do Level Up?
Let's do Level Up. This one's actually available for free download up on our Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Right up
so
on it.
Pick up a copy. Okay, ready? One, two, ready.
Should have known right from the start. Should have known that you break my heart. Should have known that you play at the game. Should have known that you just sang well. I'm learning slow, but I'm learning today. Maybe I can't trust the words that you say. Give me back the things, give me back my peace. I'm gonna level up, gonna upgrade. Baby girl, you say you treat me kind. Baby girl, you got a dirty mind. Baby girl, I don't wanna know. Baby girl, get me out of the show. Well, I'm learning slow, but I'm learning today. Yeah. Baby, just can't trust the words that you say. Yeah. Give me back the things, give me back my pain. Yeah. I'm gonna level up, gonna upgrade. Still can. Better not show your sorry face to me again. Nah, nah. I'm on level up, I'm on level up. Nah, nah. And you cry if you won't, cause I won't believe. Nah, nah. Oh, baby, what's good, girl? What's up? Nah, nah. Show your sorry face to me again.
That's awesome.
You guys got a lot of like real quick, easy lyrics. You know, it's not there's not like a lot of like ethereal bullshit about like like red skies and wild yeah. like grave robbing or something. You know, something you got to figure out like where you think it's a song about a girl and it's really about Hitler. You know, it's like it's all like you know cars. I love it. Fucking like there's not a real.
They're mind stickers. Yeah. That's like, what I call like, them. Stick in your brain.
Back when bam. I was back Very when catchy. I was like into Nirvana and shit, I was like, oh, Kurt Cobain, he's so mystic. And then I found out he made up most of his shit in studio, so I was like, you know what, I'd just rather be straightforward with my shit. I'd yeah. rather just write about what's on my mind.
Yeah, yeah, there no is bullshit. No pompetus of love. Yeah. To jump to a different song, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and what the fuck does aqua sea foam shame mean?
Right. What the fuck does that
mean? Color.
Yeah. Bingo Jed had a light on? I don't get it. Right?
No Dukes of Hazzard in the classroom?
Out of my butt.
Oh, I'm God, so sorry. Chewy.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my yes. butt.
That is not even a song,
I don't
Chewy.
Remember those lyrics, dude.
Jesus.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Well, you know, you go to glory holes mostly.
Right, Chewy. Freebasing with gays.
Is a good time.
I didn't mean to insult homosexuals.
Right. Where are you, Chewy?
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
I miss him so bad.
I know. I miss Chewy, too. Look. You just miss him because you like to keep gathering drops from him.
Right. Exactly.
I heard the new ones.
Some of the new ones are really great. Oh, Chewy, I think I see some spots on your face.
That is herpes, guys.
Back off of the microphone immediately.
This whole new band is here tonight, Chewy. They're pretty awesome.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
There's five guys in the band. So.
Yeah, they recorded their own album because I don't think. Well, they didn't want to spend the money.
Chewy, you did the whole Jew thing.
Wait a second. Chewy.
That makes
that
sense.
That is not okay. That's like when that other guy wanted to bang the young chicks in the quiz.
Dude, that's not cool. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste?
Makes it okay.
Now is not the right time for namaste.
Yeah, we should have did one of those before the show.
Yeah.
So let's see. You guys have, you said you have some shows coming up? Or not?
Working on your record release, right?
Yeah,
right,
I'll release at the end of the month. And then actually we're going on like a whole West Coast tour towards the end of August, actually. Up through Boise, Seattle, Portland.
Right.
All the Cali places,
it's
going to
be wild.
Yeah.
That sounds great, man. Very
dude, cool. So the album's not, you haven't even picked a title yet, but is like the packaging and everything done? Are you sending it away to get mastered, or are you just doing everything yourself?
Well, I'm doing everything myself. I mean, like, I work in the studio.
Sexually.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
You're not I do work in the studio sexually. My nuts have been on everything in that room.
So. Awesome. Put my nuts on your
sorry,
drum set.
Sorry, Grant. Sorry.
So I'm not touching anything now.
Can we get them on this chair before the night's over?
No, put it on Roy's chair. Everybody's going to put their balls
Andy,
on Roy's
Andy, just so you know, my cock is going in your trombone. In the mouthpiece. In the mouthpiece.
My cock is the only cock that goes in this trombone.
I knew it. I know
this one time
off.
At band camp.
Yeah. Oh, we both went to the same place.
Wow. It was bound to happen eventually.
Hey, I have one time at band camp stories. It's cool. It's okay, guys.
Okay, don't push it, Nate.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's this panel man.
So, like,
and awkward silence. Brought to you by Nate the Intern.
Kenny,
you're all welcome.
Kenny, give us a one time at band camp. You have to have some good ones, right?
All sorts of good ones.
On mic.
Okay, let's please do.
Is he on mic?
Yeah. He's thinking. He's thinking.
Does it have to be band camp or just band trips?
Band trips would be better because those motherfuckers were.
We had a.
They'll be fine.
This one time at band camp, Kenny traumatized Preston with his hairy ass in the showers.
Oh, shit. That was so funny. It's like Chewbacca down there.
We went on a band trip with the UNR band, and we went to San Francisco, and they gave us per diem money for every day we were there. And me and the other tubas, we spent all of our per diem money on strippers.
Brad.
Dude.
Any more this one time? Go ahead.
Well,
this is good.
On the bus on the way home from Fairfield, I believe,
my girlfriend was giving me a head, and while I was maintaining composure, I was having a full conversation with my buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this Kenny, you weren't talking to me, were you?
No, I don't know. I don't remember who I was talking to.
This one time after band camp, Kenny, I thought your ex-girlfriend passed out and died in my lap.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
That was funny as shit. I mean, I thought she was dead, but I was still laughing on the inside.
Oh, my God. This one time at band competition, a drumline tenor player named... Never
Don't
mind.
Name.
Yeah, you thought I was going to do it. He teabagged me, though.
What?
Oh, that shit was fucked up.
In the face.
Funny. Fuck it. Brains.
Like, straight up teabag. I was like, what the fuck? I was half asleep. It was
not that good. The same trip when all the percussionists woke up in the same sleeping bag naked?
Nevada Union, dude.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, that trip was
we
fucked.
We stayed at another high school
shit's weak
area, and we destroyed their band room over
dude,
time.
Dude, bands changed since I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Still freakier than I remember it. Do you have a presence on the internet, like a website? Or I know you have Reverb Nation, right?
We have Reverb, Facebook. We have a website.
I've never heard of Reverb Facebook.
Reverb Nation, okay. A Facebook, a website.
You have to draw, but you have to put www before it, Rick.
Okay.
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 Or you can just search like White Bulbs, Wix, because I'm a cheap bastard. White Bulbs, Wix, and then you'll find us. Or you can just look us up on Facebook. That's the easiest way.
Yeah, what really is, it's is not like Jewish. It's not like your name and then Reno. It's just your name.
Yeah, it's just White Bulbs.
White Bulbs.
White
one word.
Bulbs.
White Bulbs. Every time cool. You say that, I think it sounds like White Bulbs, which makes no sense.
It would hurt.
Right. And you know, could go horribly wrong.
I saw a video like
sounds
that
like
one
a magic
time.
Trick.
Oh. I think, yeah, Torture King did that, but no.
Rick, what are you doing this weekend? Bulbs.
Fuck, what the fuck am I doing this weekend? I don't even know.
Okay, Nate, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I know what the Pistoleros play on Sunday, I believe, at Jub Jub's.
Oh, cool.
So that's going on.
Is that the Chop Top show?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks
Mary Jane Rocket, our friends.
Yep.
So if you like crazy psychobilly bullshit with Mary like Jane tattooed Rocket's guys tight. And Mary Jane Rocket. Oh,
chicks with Chop Tops. Their hair did
and the
all
Pistoleros nice. Are so fucking rad.
Them curvy girls, hopefully.
Yeah. I've seen Mary Jane
with tattoos and lots of pompadour action. So get your fucking fop. No, not fop. I'm a Dapper Dan, man. Get your Dapper Dan out and make your shit look all rad.
Dapper.
I don't. That's maybe. A good one. That's a good one, Rick.
I know. Radical. I know. Chewie, I'm sorry I let you down.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
I would have.
Sure. Don't be gross, Chewie.
I know.
Yeah.
I know Black Flag's coming to Jubs too.
Hell yes!
Saw the poster.
So stoked
Greg
for that.
Ginn version.
That's gonna be
stoked for when Nihilist Cunt comes into town too.
Nihilist Cunt.
Great name. Yes.
Is that like one guy or? I've never heard of them.
No, it's just like a hardcore punk band. Lead singer chick, really hot. Just. Yeah,
I like it.
Good music.
Nihilist
and they're playing with SNFU, so that's going to be an awesome show.
That is going to be a good show.
And that's at Jub Jub's, too.
Are you going to go Buck Wild?
Was that?
Are you going to go Buck Wild?
I might go a little bit Buck Wild.
Those are both all ages shows, too, I believe. So
yes, they are.
Awesome.
You naughty little kids listening to our show, go to those shows.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got the Merry Anarchy. I'm going to read you the lineup here. We got... May 16th and 17th, hosted by the Reverend Roy Dowd and yours truly, a benefit for Keely Davis and Emily Faye Reese, a couple of wonderful ladies. one's a little girl who has Downs, and one's a grown woman, girl, sweetheart, who has cancer, and we're going to help them out with their some of their financial needs, probably just a drop in the bucket, but
financial predicaments.
Yeah. And all these people, these wonderful acts are helping out. We got Post-War, as mentioned, they rule.
This now, are you doing the Friday day?
Yeah,
night?
This is Friday night,
this
May
Friday,
16th.
And we're starting, but maybe start early and go to the end. So
oh, okay.
Build.
All right, well then, build it, okay. Yeah. Ted Zeppelin, Nick Ramirez, Paul Allen, Eric Foreman, Jeff Dunn, the Mystic Moon Belly Dancer.
Oh. I'm sorry, what Zeppelin?
Ted.
First
one. Awesome.
He's starting it out first. Wheatstone Bridge, this band Tempo, which is Adam Springob from the Canes.
Oh, nice. Adam's so rad.
He's cool.
Candy Shop, back for a special show. Dope Called Glory, Spiderheart from nice. Oakland, California. They're a good band. Stabby Unicorn, who's awesome.
Fucking rad. We love them.
Vague Choir and ending
Vague
Choir
is always amazing.
Yeah, and then Post-War. And
Post-War!
Then Saturday we got... Starting with Lighter Thief, Rory Dowd, and me and Rory's band, and then the Princess
And then Princess Bombs.
Then Princess Bombs.
So Riku's going to be up there.
Yeah, Riku's coming in. The What Does, Spike and Jackson, Mike Reed, Josiah Knight, who's fucking
Oh, Josiah's
amazing.
So amazing.
Max Volume.
Max is so fucking rad.
Daryl Lee Thompson's coming in.
Is Max's whole band or just Oregon. Him playing guitar?
It's just him playing guitar.
And Daryl Lee, we had some of his music on the show recently.
Yeah, he'll be coming in for this special from Oregon.
Oh, see, Nick? So it's totally true what you say.
What?
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Oh, yes.
Suda and Daryl. Yeah, so for sure. Okay.
If, you know, I love black people, dude.
Fuck you, Nick.
Oh, fuck you, Mike. Julian Peach, Shatterbox, The Tide, Slut Fungus, Reno, We Have a Problem.
Slut Fungus is playing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Saturday lineup rules so hard so far. Okay, keep going.
This band called The Dead Side from Denver, Colorado.
Are they any good?
Yeah. I really...
You've never heard them, have you?
Yeah.
No, I'll be honest with you. I haven't heard them yet.
But they wanted to play, and they asked to be in the benefit. I'm like, you know, it's not a paying show or anything.
Yeah.
No, please just let us play, okay?
Fuck.
You got it.
No, most bands are great.
Betty Rocker from Carson.
Fuck yeah.
Beneficiaries from Portland, which I'll let you in on the secret. It's Hudson, Stacy, and Milan.
Oh!
And they got a new guy, Eric, with them too, so it's a full
sweet.
Band. The Sisters Doom and the Liver Scars. And that's
awesome.
Your 10-year anniversary Merry Anarchy lineup. And I hope to see all your lovely faces out there. If you come and say you listen to the podcast, I might buy you a drink. Who knows?
Fuck you, Nick.
I'll definitely shake your hand and be all, thank you.
Fuck you, Nick.
Or if you come up to me and say, fuck you, Nick, and then say Mike O'Mara, then I'll give you a big fat hug. Maybe even kiss on the cheek.
Well, just stick that in anywhere, right?
Yeah. And other things, you can check the RTT this week or the news and review for show schedules for cool shit around town, of course. You know that, people. Out there in listening land. So I just want to wrap up the show, I think. This is a good spot.
Yeah.
Let these guys play a couple songs.
Yeah.
Out.
And I think you guys want to do a couple at least, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many more do you have? Could you do 10? Or do you want to do 2?
Let's do
17.
Two or three 7. At the most.
2. Okay. So let's I didn't set up all
this
bullshit
all.
So we could not have
I do love
a lot of music.
This is a great concert so far.
Yeah. Manifest.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. So for... The absent Rory Dowd, for Dogwater Dick, for Nate the intern, and for Chewbacca out on leap, I am your constant companion, Nick Ramirez, saying thank you. Life is short. I like you.
Nick's a dick.
All right. Manifest.
We're singing, searching down roads, we are marching in, drinking our whiskey and dousing our clothes, in search of a new life with new shit and new highs. I stagger down Geary with stars in my eyes. Well, where is the happy they promised? Where is the life that I said I'd achieve? I can spend days sitting here in my sorrow, but rather I should cast out my dying wish. I spent days looking at these coins that don't exist. They're beautiful and terrible, take me on list. I've been slack-jawed in Palace, Market Street Coliseum, tribute to our culture, an inevitable fall. Well, where is the happy they promised? Where is the life that I said I'd achieve? I can spend days sitting here in my sorrow, but rather I should cast out my dying wish. We are obstructing, but you guys are taking on, finish the grave. I have to go now. We are obstructing, but you guys are taking on, finish the grave. I have to go now. Don't write me or call. I fully accept that I'm part of the fall. I have to go now. Don't write me or call. I fully accept that I'm part of the
Hey, Zach, I think it's time to climax.
Oh.
wanna talk to you and not feel bad anymore. We should just run away, there's nothing left here in this rotting city, and there hasn't been for years. I will keep on pushing on, I will keep on pushing on, I will keep on pushing on. I'll try to think of you. I will keep on pushing on, I will keep on pushing on, I will keep on pushing on. I've got to push on through.
God, the thought of his hairy body in some of my fine dresses and gowns will never leave me, Raymond.
Backwater Studios.
And my underwear. His nipples have actually touched where I have rested mine.
I love you.